Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big game on Saturday for the Buckeyes. Joining us now to talk about it, Tim May, now at Letterman Row, after 76 years, I believe, at the Columbus Dispatch.
Felt like it.
Tim retired, but he didn't but you didn't really retire, though, right?
Right. I mean, well, I needed still, and people started coming at me to throwing money at me a little bit, and I still needed, to pay for my Medicare premiums. Who knew Medicare wasn't free? So there you go.
I could go down a road on that, but I'm not going to. I'll leave
there
it there.
I'll go down that road with you, man. I'll put gas in the car for that one.
Hey, Tim, it's weird, and maybe it's because we're in Cleveland. I don't know what it is, but it feels like that Michigan has no chance in this game. I feel like people, at least here, are not as excited about it because it seems like a foregone conclusion that Ohio State's going to win.
Yeah, well, as I found out in this series, having covered it since 1984 and covered a few games even before that, and watched it on television back in the 60s and then 70s before I ever moved to Ohio, just when you think it's a foregone conclusion, it'll bite you in the butt. Mm-hmm. And, I think that was the way it was in 69. And ironically, the Michigan folks are celebrating that 50th anniversary of Bo Schembechler and the way he turned that ship around up there quickly and upset Ohio State, which was going for two straight national championships in 69. 1995, Ohio had Eddie George on his way to Heisman Trophy and was in butt, and all of a sudden it was Tim Biaka Batuka Day in Michigan Stadium, if you follow my drift.
Yep.
And of course, Michigan has ruined several Ohio State national championship would-be parades, 96 being one of those games. So just when you think you got it figured out, Ohio State goes up there, they just fired Earl Bruce in 87, goes up there and pulls the upset. Just when you think you got figured out in this series, it will bite you in the butt. Now, with that said, it hadn't had too many bites the last 20 years.
Hey, Tim, how has Ryan Day approached this week? And I guess what I mean by that, I was thinking about this last week. When you look at, go back to Woody and his Ohio ties, and Earl Bruce from Ohio, Tressel, Ohio, Urban, obviously Ohio, Luke Fickle, Ohio. The one guy who wasn't was obviously John, and we know how that went. And everyone made a big deal about the fact that he didn't understand the rivalry because he wasn't from here. You don't hear a whole lot of talk about that right now, but I'm just curious, in your mind, how has Ryan approached this week?
Well, first, let me defend, so to speak, John Cooper. And, you well know this. When he took over in 88, the cupboard was pretty damn bare.
Yes.
And so he got off on the wrong foot in the rivalry to begin with, because he didn't have the players. And then you could argue that those wars in the 1990s were two great programs going at each other. And those games swung on a play, usually on a play or two here or there, or else we might be talking differently about John Cooper. Instead of 2-10-1, he might have at least been 5-5-1, who knows. But anyway, I digress. I had a conversation with your friend and mine, Bruce Hooley, about this very thing just a little while ago, and I've never paid much. I've given short shrift to the idea that you have to have grown up in Ohio to understand the Ohio State-Michigan series, because if that was the case, then a lot of those guys that played for Michigan, like Charles Woodson, and I could name you a million of them, then what are they doing? I mean, they grew up in Ohio and played for Michigan. So, to have an understanding of the series, I think it's great players that make it a great series. And I've never believed in those dots on the line as meaning anything. With that said, Ryan Day had 2 years under Urban Meyer to get a feel for how Urban Meyer approached this rivalry. And he's basically taken up the same habits that Urban did, and it started really under Jim Tressel, the countdown clock in the weight room. And then having a beat the team up north period every practice almost, especially during the spring and preseason drills. They've spent some time on Michigan almost every day, and in the sense of just keeping it ingrained in their players' minds that it is a big deal. But, you know, I don't know how much that even matters because, like I said, it comes down to making a play here or there that really turns the game. And, you know, like Chris Olave, he grew up in Southern California. You know, he knew very little, if anything, about the Michigan-Ohio State game. And then last year he has two great touchdown catches and blocks a punt, which really turned that game. You know, so I think it's just putting great players in great places to make great plays. Yeah. And then them delivering is what really makes the difference, no matter where they're from.
Can they get over LSU?
Yeah, I think they can if they sweep the end of the year. I think they can. You know, the sentiment of the committee seems pretty valid. I mean, seems pretty obvious right now. And, you know, obviously if LSU beats Texas A&M, which, by the way, shouldn't be considered a given considering the way that game went last year at Texas A&M. But if they beat Texas A&M and then beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, you know, it's just, man, the frothing at the mouth about what quality those opponents are in the SEC is pretty obvious to everybody about this committee. But, you know, one or two, I'm one of those guys, I don't really think it matters because you're going to have to play one of the other two teams eventually to win the championship anyway. Yeah. So what difference does it make?
Does it matter when you see Clemson? Does one or two matter because you hold off on when you have to face Clemson?
I mean, Clemson would be, if you ask me, Clemson would be the team you wouldn't want to see in the first round.
Right.
Because they've been poo-pooed all year because of their schedule. And, of course, their close call with North Carolina. I'm still shaking my head about Mac Brown going for two when you could have gone into overtime, but I digress. Bottom line is, I mean, Clemson, you know, follow recruiting, man. The teams that are up there right now in the top five or six are the teams that have dominated recruiting in the nation the last several years. That's no mistake. That's no coincidence. Let me put it that way.
Right. Tim May with us. Tim, is Chase Young or Justin Fields the best player on the Buckeyes?
Well, if they're playing offense, it's Justin Fields. If they're on defense, and sometimes special teams, it's Chase Young. You know, Chase Young has a blocked field goal to his credit this year and also scared of a guy to miss another field goal. I mean, that's just how omnipresent he's been. And you kind of judge guys. Cause I remember telling Nick Bosa this a few years ago. We were talking about it. I said, how defensive ends have it made? He goes, how's that? I said, because you guys make one or two plays a game, and everybody thinks you've had a great game, you know?
True.
An offensive tackle can have 76 great blocks, but on two of them, he lets, like, a defensive end through, and suddenly he's had a crap game, you know? That's kind of the way it is. But Chase last week, and then against Wisconsin, he was great throughout those games. And those have been the two biggest games to date, obviously, from a matchup situation Ohio State has faced. So, you know, you could start probably, if you put Chase Young in, you got to figure he can catch the ball, put him at tight end. And, but Justin Fields, I mean, fellas, like I described it on Letterman Road, a little story I wrote in Sunday's paper about Justin Fields. When he was laying there on the field for a little while, late in the game last week, it was like you were at the Masters and there was a big putt about to happen. It was quiet ridiculously how quiet it was in Ohio Stadium with 105,000 people there. And so, yeah, he is extremely valuable to where Ohio State is and where it wants to go.
Hey Tim, if I would have told you Joe Burrow had a good chance to be the first pick in the draft before this season started, what would you have said?
I would have said that you're talking to a fan of Joe Burrow because right. Joe Burrow, I mean, I remember that first spring game he was in at Ohio State in Ohio Stadium, and he was one of the quarterbacks not getting to wear the don't hit me jersey, you know?
Right.
And he got hit a lot. And he put some balls on the money while he was getting knocked backwards. I mean, it was uncanny what a baller he was then. And like he said, you know, he likes to take a big hit every now and then just to prove that he is a football player and not just a quarterback. But I like him a lot. I don't know why he wouldn't be number one on a lot of people's charts because, number one, the way he has stepped up and played in the big games and delivered balls accurately most of the time. And then, number two, just his you can see his leadership qualities just oozing, you know. And I mean, clearly he's got the athletic talent to play at the next level. You know, there have been times this year when he's been standing back in the pocket, and you got to remember he can run, but he's been standing back in the pocket, and he's had that Tom Brady look about him, you know, as he's waiting for the snap, because it's like he kind of knows what you're about to do on defense before you even do, and it has served him well. I mean, he's son of a coach. His dad, Jim Burrow, is one of my favorite guys. I had him on one of my podcasts earlier this year after they beat Texas. And, you wish great things for that guy. And I think he is worthy of being considered by a team that needs a quarterback.
Tim, I covered a lot of Ohio State games in a different lifetime. You've covered way more than I have in Ohio State-Michigan games.
Wait a minute. I covered a must span beginning before and after your lifetime of covering them. So
that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah, you've got way more in the bank than I do. Yeah. But what's your favorite, or maybe not favorite, what's your most memorable Ohio State Michigan game? For me, it was 2002. That one, I still remember Maurice Clarett down the sideline with the pass, option pitch to Maurice Hall for the touchdown, and the way that they celebrated. Trestle screaming at us because we were getting too close to him. The reporters were getting too close to him on the sideline. Yeah. As Michigan was driving, Navarre was driving to potentially win the game. That one stands out to me. Of all the Michigan-Ohio State games that you've seen, is there one that is most memorable for you?
Well, no doubt Will Allen making that interception at the goal line.
Yeah.
Feel that one?
Yep.
Everybody thinks about that 2014 game like they just wiped them off the earth, and they did not do it. And that was indicative of that whole season for Ohio State about how they had to fight for everything they got.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, that would be right up there. That gave me goosebumps as you were describing it. But, you know, it's memorable, and it necessarily being a win that took somebody somewhere, two different things.
Sure.
I mean, 87, when Earl got fired, the Monday of the game, and they put the Earl headbands on and the Bruce headbands on and went up there and won in 87. That was huge. Carlos Stowe down the left sideline. I still see that going on right now. You know, in 96, when Sean Spring slipped and Ty Street scored a touchdown, but I keep reminding people that only made it 9-7. You know, Michigan had to score again to win that game. But just think of what was on the line for the Ohio State team, and it went right through their fingers in 95, you know, Tim Biakabatuka. But, there's a bunch, but I was sitting about 8 feet from Jim Harbaugh in 86 up in this little classroom up in Michigan, where they had the weekly interviews, and when he made the bold prediction declaration that Michigan was going to win that game, he guaranteed it. And then, you know, obviously Matt France missed that field goal wide left in Ohio Stadium, which secured it. But, you know, that's right up there, man, with anything. It's crazy, these games. And like I said, just when you think you got it figured out, something else happens.
Tim, what do you got for your prediction for the game?
Well, the weather, everybody keeps talking about the weather like it's going to be the great bomb cyclone of 2019. I don't think that's happening. But if the weather isn't real bad, I think Ohio State's offense and defense will hold sway, because I think they're a better team than Michigan. So I know I qualified to everything instead of just giving me my number. But
sure.
I'm thinking if the weather holds something, I think Ohio State could get into the 40s on these guys. This offense is for real. I mean, last week was an aberration when you look at the three turnovers they had and still beat Penn State by double digits. But I could see Ohio State somewhere like 41-21, 41-17. If it is raining or snowing, something like 31-15 or 31-17. It's almost always some kind of weird score, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know why
right.
It always works out
bizarre
that way.
Numbers. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.